Phoenix Audio presents
New Orleans Legacy by Alexandra Ripley. The box was a mystery, and for that reason it was the most exciting gift Mary ever received. Her friends looked at it, then at one another. Mary stroked the stained, battered old wooden box with her right hand. Her left hand held the tantalizing letter that had accompanied the gift. My dearest Mary, this box is a gift from your mother. Mary glanced up at the other girls in the room. They looked as amazed as she felt. Everyone knew that Mrs. McAllister never even wrote to Mary. Gifts were unheard of. It was her father who sent presents of expensive sweets and elaborately illustrated books, even though they were forbidden at the convent school. It is the keeping place for the secret treasures of the ladies of her family. She received it from her mother received it from her mother, and so on, for many generations. It is traditional that the eldest daughter become the owner on her 16th birthday and remain custodian until her own eldest daughter reaches that age. Mary caressed the box with both hands, forgetting to hide her peculiar fingers the way she usually did, unashamed for the moment of the abnormality, the little fingers that were as long as the ring fingers on both hands. In case you might want to purchase a secret treasure for the box, I am enclosing a few banknotes. Faithfully, your loving father. The other girls joined in a chorus of demands to open it, open it! It brought Sister Josepha with a frown on her normally serene brow.